Do you want to intro? Do you want me to intro? How do you want to do this? Should we do like a, hey, JP, and you're like, hey, Seth, and then I'll be like, welcome to the Biz Dojo, or should we just like jump right in?
I almost feel like I'm just going to use that clip where you're both sides of the conversation.
Welcome to the Biz Dojo. In today's episode, you'll learn more about the dojo and what to expect in upcoming episodes. You'll also get a little bit too much information about your hosts, Seth Anderson and JP Gaston. So welcome to an introduction to the Biz Dojo. And now here they are, Seth Anderson and JP Gaston.
Welcome to the Biz Dojo with Seth and JP. I'm your host, Seth Anderson, on the other side of the mic or the Zoom. I don't know which side of what you're on, but...
The micro Zoom.
We've got JP Gaston.
Hello, Seth. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing tremendously. We're excited to bring you this podcast. Our intent here is to bring together or provide a space, if you will, for leaders, entrepreneurs, and all walks of life, whether that be business, sports, music, you know, whomever we kind of come across that we think has an interesting story that sort of pertains to leadership or entrepreneurship. We want to give them a space to kind of provide their story and give us some background on how they got to where they are and where they're headed.
Yeah, a place for everyone to learn about some of the things some people have been through, some of their experiences, and some of their tips and tricks that they've learned along the way, and hopefully to develop some skills. A dojo, if you will.
A dojo. I think initially we were going to call this Biz Ninjas, and the other than the potential legal ramifications, because that was already taken, really a couple of things. We both were big fans of the Ninja Turtles, so I think that was just like...
Who was your favorite? Which one?
You know... I want to say Leonardo, but I feel like deep down I'm more of a Raphael guy.
I thought for sure you were going to be like Splinter. It's my favorite.
I mean, you know, Casey Jones, maybe? I don't know.
Yes, Casey Jones was 1,000% my favorite. Anyone who can carry around a hockey stick in a golf bag and kick some serious ass with it, I'm game.
And a Jose Canseco bat, but...
Yes.
Anyway, so that was part of it for sure. And then I think when I think of excellence, I think of people who are at the top of their game, great leaders. I don't know. I just relate that to ninjas and
mastery.
Mastery, right? Like being the master of something, I think is, you know, especially in today's world, becoming, I don't know if it's undervalued, but maybe less valued than it was, you know, at some point in history.
There's a certain amount of discipline that's involved in a dojo, but also in the business world. And sometimes it comes naturally. And sometimes I think it comes either by luck or is forced. but there's a certain amount of discipline. And I think, you know, as we go through some of the conversations that we have started to have and that we will continue to have for some time, we're going to see some serious discipline in the masters that we have conversations with.
Yeah, 100%. And I think ultimately we ended up in a better place too, in that, you know, a podcast is more of a space than a thing, I guess. So, you know, dojo feels like we landed in the right spot. So anyway, I digress. We're super excited if you give this a listen. You know, our goal here is to really find interesting companies as well that we can highlight and, you know, maybe give you access to, you know, a different provider or vendor for a service that you never thought of before. And obviously knowing their background or their history of where they came from and sort of who's behind the curtain, if you will, you know, gives them an opportunity to kind of share what their company's actually about.
And let's be perfectly honest with everybody that we, you know, we both have some serious, we both have some background in radio, but podcasting is a much, much different environment. But I mean, if you ever need a board operated for a Blue Jays game, I think we both got you covered. And so we're...
Well, I'm more of an Oilers game expert myself.
Fair.
But, and I think saying, you know, I have radio experience is kind.
I have a car. It's got a radio in it. I've got some radio experience.
I think you definitely bring the radio to this whole venture. That's why I called you in the first place.
JP, you got a radio? I do, Seth. Let's start a podcast.
Yeah, well, you were on the radio once, so that must mean you know how to edit things and do audio. And, you know, that was what I was expecting out of this relationship.
I was on the radio more than once, which means I know how to edit things. Anyone can get on the radio once without the knowledge of editing.
Also, like, the other reason that you were hired for this role is to edit out all the ums and ahs as we, you know, get into it. I figured, this being my first venture in recording myself speak, it's probably going to take a little while to master it. So I apologize in advance to all of the listeners for the awkwardness, but, you know, I commit.
And you'll never get over your own voice.
No, I won't. And honestly, I'm, you know, speaking of that, and we talk about mastery and people, you know, who are at the top of their game. And I don't know, like, I don't necessarily love all of his content per se, but Lil Wayne, as a rapper, you know,
my thought as you went down this path was not he's going to Lil Wayne.
No,
I know where this conversation's going. No. Lil Wayne.
My point is that guy doesn't write down any of his lyrics. He just gets in the booth and he just one takes like everything, and I just think that would be really hard. Now, granted, there are probably, you know, some of his lyrics where that makes sense. But by and large, to be able to just kind of get in front of a mic and off the top of your head, spit rhymes like that, I can't even. So I'm just trying to get in here and talk like a competent human being for 30 minutes. You know, that's been a struggle. Anyway. Back to the topic at hand, we're excited to have you on board as a listener. Hopefully you tell a friend, and we're excited to just give this thing a shot and see where it ends up.
Yeah, click that subscribe button. I mean, I'm not sure if there's a subscribe button yet, but
there might be.
I'll try and make sure that there's a subscribe button that you can click to make this statement true.
If JP can get his son to bed, there might be a subscribe button. But we can't promise that's going.
We have a very limited window for creating subscribe buttons around here. If it doesn't happen between 7 p.m. and 9:30 p.m.
That's it. That's the window. And it's funny because, you know, you talk about like being in sync with your business partner on something, and you're a late night guy, I'm an early morning guy, so our limited windows tend to not collide very often.
Well, that just means that we're open 24/7, Seth. I got the night shift, you got the morning shift, we could run a Subway and we'd be fine.
That's right. Anything else that we should talk about in the intro?
I'm excited to get everybody on board and start having some episodes out in the world and get some feedback. And, you know, of course we're open to anyone's thoughts or ideas. If they're negative, we will delete them and block your email address, but
constructive feedback, positive ideas. We're all ears. Our goal is to get better every show, a little bit better every show, and really just find some great stories. We know, like, I think, you know, I think part of the inspiration behind this was we know some pretty cool people and we've heard a lot of pretty cool stories, so why not record them and let other people, you know, get to hear some of this stuff.
Yeah, I guess maybe one of the things we should say, both Seth and I have some pretty interesting backgrounds that lend itself to knowing some people across multiple industries and, you know, across the country, if not internationally, that we could potentially have some really meaningful conversations with and some interesting conversations. And I think hopefully have some fun along the way. You know, this, as much as it's the Biz Dojo, it's a casual Friday biz, not a dress up Monday type biz. So hopefully it's a fun time and it's a lot of good information.
Just to finish off and let the
good times roll. Oh,
not the good. I was thinking more to let people get to know us a little bit more. I've actually just on the Google machine here typed in questions to ask when speed dating.
Hey, what's your name?
So I'm going to ask you a handful of questions, JP, and let the folks get to know you a little bit better. So off the top, what is your favorite film?
I think every guy answers Shawshank Redemption, and it's definitely up there. I've got a few. I mean, I'm a comedy guy, so I love the comedy stuff. Shawshank's up there. You know, Spaceballs, anytime it's on TV, I can't stop myself from watching it and the ridiculousness. But I'm kind of like movies, I'm all over the map. For sure, I think I've got 4 copies of Shawshank Redemption, so I'm just going to say Shawshank Redemption.
I'm going out on a limb to say that that is your favorite movie.
How about you?
But my favorite film, you know, the first thing that comes to mind is 8 Mile.
With Lil Wayne?
the classic Eminem film that we're in the process of moving right now, and so I went through all of the stuff in the basement and discovered that I still have a movie poster from the actual movie theater. So it's like movie theater size of 8 Mile. And I think I watched that movie on VHS like 99 times. And I don't know that I've ever watched it since. But yeah, I think that's my favorite movie. You touched on comedies. And during the COVID break, I went back and watched a couple of oldies that... you know, I like back in the day. And you know what one really held up was Anger Management with our,
yes,
you know, with Adam Sandler and Jack Nicholson. I almost said with our friend Adam Sandler, like we know him. And I realized we don't know him. I feel like if we did know him, we'd be friends. So that's what I'm going with. Your turn. Maybe we'll do 3 questions each.
You might have a mixed answer for this, which is why I'm interested. So are you an outdoor or indoor person? And what do you enjoy about that?
I think deep down, I am an outdoor person. There's probably a few indicators. Like if I'm inside for a prolonged period of time, I go crazy. Like
I once killed a man.
I do not do well cooped up inside. I need to be outside. And honestly, that it was at least partially the inspiration for, like I previously mentioned, we're moving right now to an area out in the country, a little more room to move, a little more, you know, better air to breathe, if you will. So I would say I'm definitely an outdoor person, and my career path has not necessarily been conducive to that part of me, but I've, you know, sort of, especially the last couple of years, reconnected with that, and simple things like going for walks, bike rides to the park, hikes, whatever. I would just way rather be outside than inside 99% of the time.
I think I'm very similar, actually. I mean, there's a lot of things I like indoors. Like, I play hockey. I like playing basketball and, you know, indoors. But I like playing so many other sports like golf, baseball. I like sports, and I guess I don't care where they are as long as they're a sport. I've always been a bit of a geek, so I do like playing around on computers, which puts me indoors, but... yeah, I think similarly, deep down in my heart, like one of the reasons I moved out west was because the very first time I came out here and saw the mountains, I knew that I was going to end up moving out here. Like the second I stepped foot out in the mountains, I just knew it. So I think that speaks to the fact that I'm probably more of an outdoors person. Now, in Calgary, I'm an outdoor person for 3 months of the year and an indoor person for 9 months of the year. But in an ideal world, I think I'd be outdoor, you know, 12 months of the year.
What is the last CD that you bought?
Yeah, honestly, I don't know. And it's because I worked in radio. So I actually didn't need to buy a CD for like 10 years.
Okay. Let's rephrase it. What's the first CD you ever bought?
It was at a live show, and it was Barstool Prophets, a band from Ottawa. I'm actually good friends with the guitar player, and perhaps we can have him on sometime, and guitar player and singer. Yeah, I was at one of their shows, and I could not get enough. It was either that or... Great Big Sea.
Great Big Sea. You know what? I was going to say I didn't expect that from you, but that's not true. That's pretty on brand, I think, both of those answers. The first CD that I ever purchased with my own money was NOFX Pump Up the Volume.
Nice. What was the last air quote CD you bought? Like, what was the last thing you purchased on like iTunes or Amazon or whatever?
The last album that I downloaded, I guess you would say. Well, the first album that comes up when I pull it up is Mac Miller, Circles. That album. That's. I really like that album. I think
you were talking to me about that album the other day.
Yeah, I don't know. It just hits me just right. And it, you know, the lyrics are good, the rapping is good, but the music is really good. And I think that's what I like about it. It's just like mellow and chill, and it's got sort of like jazzy undertones, and I don't know, I just dig it. All right, last question for you. And it kind of rounds out the
questions. You have a theme to your questions?
Well, I mean, we went film, we went CD. And now I'm just going to ask you, what makes you cry, JP?
Your questions.
It's hard-hitting investigative journalism.
Honestly, I think the last time that I cried was probably at my wedding. And mostly due to the, you know, overwhelming number of emotions from family and friends that perhaps you haven't seen in a long time all coming together. And it just being a love fest of just everybody, you know, expressing themselves, and it's tough not to shed a tear in those situations.
And that's fair. That's very fair.
Yeah, they were happy tears.
That's awesome.
Or when my son punched me in the throat a couple days ago, that I might have cried then.
Those are not as happy tears. I feel ya.
What about you?
You know, I don't know. Like on the sad tear front. Definitely when my dad passed away, I think, you know, that was, that's probably the most in terms of volume of tears over a period of time, if that's the equation.
Yeah.
You know, happy tears or like, you know, when you get all misty eyed, I think it's definitely when my kids do something that is impressive. I don't know. It kind of comes unexpectedly. Just like they'll say
you
something.
You folded your clothes. Oh, yes.
Honestly, I would be bawling if that is on a, you know, on the scale. I'd be very happy to see that. That is not a thing. But I think in general, like, you know, I think what brings a tear to my eye, if you will, is when I hear a story or, you know, see a circumstance where somebody sort of overcomes a lot of obstacles and does something that they didn't think that they were capable of, you know, something they didn't even know that was in them and overcoming a tough situation. I think those are the situations where, you know, someone finds the light, if you will, that, you know, those moments can get me for sure.
What are you watching right now? TV show. What's your shtick?
Honestly, like nothing, because sports was gone forever. And then now that's all I watch. So what am I watching? I'm watching sports. In fact, right before this podcast, I was watching the Blue Jay game, and you know what? It's been a particularly good run up for my teams in terms of like making the playoffs and like making multiple rounds in the playoffs with the Raptors, Canucks, the Ravens, Blue Jays, unexpectedly make the playoffs. So it's been a pretty significant time commitment, to be honest, that I wasn't prepared for.
Man, I got to put in time.
Honestly, like being a fan of a sports team is time consuming. And like, I thought the Blue Jays were not going to be good this year. And, you know, I was kind of okay with that because it wasn't a huge time commitment. Same with the Canucks. You know, I kind of put all my fandom efforts into the Raptors and they didn't go quite as far. So anyway, I've been watching a lot of sports. And then beyond that, actually, I did start a show the other morning about coaching on Netflix. I don't remember what it was called. Probably not ideal, but it had an interview with Doc Rivers on it, who was subsequently fired like the next day from the Clippers. But I thought it was really well done. And, but yeah, it was called the Playbook, A Coach's Rules for Life, and just sort of like a behind the scenes documentary from a coach's point of view. And yeah, it was Doc Rivers on the first one. I thought that was really cool. And the next one, I just started it and then my daughter woke up and, you know, she wasn't feeling it, but it was, you know, getting into the coach of the women's U.S. women's soccer team. So I don't really know too much about like what else is in this catalog of within the series, but I really like the first episode and I'll definitely be giving it a further watch on the weekend. Since we're doing it this way, what are you watching right now, JP? What do you have Steph all into?
And, so many shows. So many. There's a bunch on Amazon that we've been watching. What we actually, I'll give you one that we just finished, which is the Bear Grylls Eco Challenge in Fiji. Man, that was quite the show. 600, I think it was 689 kilometers of nonstop racing for these teams. And they basically don't sleep for between 4 and kind of, I think it was like 10 days. They take like a 2-hour rest here or there, but then they, you know, they paddle out through the ocean. Then they have to bike through these, you know, the swampy terrain to get to the waterfall that they have to climb over. Like, it was a crazy show. And there's actually a lot of really good moments of leadership in there that I drew from, but the intent was not to watch it as a leadership show. It was just, it seemed like it might be interesting. And it's Bear Grylls. So how can you not want to watch it? But yeah, that was the series. And Steph was, I mean, she was right into it too. We watched the first episode and she's like, well, I got to go to bed, but we're going to watch this entire thing tomorrow because I just want to finish watching it now. Yeah. It's binge worthy for sure. It's on Amazon.
What was it called again? Sorry.
Not a sponsor. World's Toughest Race, Eco Challenge, Fiji.
Gotcha. All right. Well, we just got the Amazon TV thing set up, so we'll have to check that out. Last question.
If you could live anywhere in the world, where would you live?
Honestly, I think where we're moving is definitely right up there. I mean, we did a lot of research thinking life situation sort of is what it is. You know, we're pretty excited to be moving out to, you know, the Bragg Creek area just outside of the city. You know, it's got that country vibe. We're sort of nestled in the mountains there. Nature at our back step, but all the amenities of the city, like a 15-20 minute drive away. It's pretty ideal. What would be like a living experience that I would like to do for like a, you know, a finite period of time, just to say I did it. Having spent like, you know, a week in New York earlier this year, I feel like spending a year living in Manhattan or something and just that whole thing would be kind of neat, but
until you see the rent.
Yeah, I'm not paying rent in this scenario. This is just
okay, fair.
Just plunk me in there and just kind of experience that vibe for a year. I think that would be cool. But honestly, I feel really great about where we're, you know, going to be living a month from now, and it's very exciting, sort of ideal setup in most regards. So. How about you?
I think it's hard to, especially now, not consider all of the things like healthcare and like, you know, ask me this question a year ago and my answer might be slightly different. I do love living out here and, you know, I happen to live in the city, but I'm on the far west side, which means I have easy access to the mountains. And if anything, I might, you know, move further into the mountains just to be more outdoorsy, have a little bit more space, be more in touch. But we did a few years ago, we got married in 2015. And we did take a, you know, kind of a, I'll call it a brief honeymoon, just to give us some time away after getting married and all that planning and crap. But our real honeymoon was planned for the following year, which was to go to Africa for a month. And there was just something about Africa that we didn't want to leave. I know people joke about that when they, you know, they go to Mexico or they go to an all-inclusive somewhere that they would never want to leave. But there's, for me at least, there's always been something that pulls me back, that there's that nagging thing like, yeah, I want to go home and sleep in my own bed and have my own space and all those things. And I didn't, after a full month in Africa, just, you know, scooting around in this safari truck, experiencing all the different spots in Africa and having some pretty horrible sleeping situations, I still didn't want to come home at all. So I think that would probably be second on my list. And if I include healthcare in the equation, it's a distant second. But as far as experiencing, you know, life, it was something different for sure.
Yeah, I've never been, but
I recommend it to everyone. I mean, I know not everyone can have that kind of time, and it's not a cheap trip. So I know not everyone can afford to do that. But if ever you get the opportunity, do not pass it up.
Yeah, and I don't think we actually said anywhere where we live. So for those of you who don't know us,
well, people know you're just outside Bragg Creek now.
Yeah, but I mean Bragg Creek. I mean, maybe there's somebody listening who is not from our inner circle of friends, which would be surprising, but you know, on the off chance.
We have 13 listeners, Seth. We've got 13 listeners. We're not at 12 anymore.
On the off chance you don't actually know us and you're listening to this right now, we live in Calgary, and that is in Alberta, Canada. And it is the most beautiful place on earth, as you just heard us describe. So I think we'll leave it there for the opening sort of
montage.
I don't know what
let's call it a montage, because then I can add some cool 80s music behind it for the entire thing, and it'll make sense.
All right, well, if you're still listening, welcome. We look forward to sharing our interviews with you in the weeks and months and hopefully years ahead. And I'll throw it to JP to close this thing out.
Yeah, click that subscribe button. You'll find it wherever you find this, and we'll look forward to talking in your direction more in a few days. And don't hesitate to reach out to us too. We'll definitely be posting up all of our contact information. Well, not all of it. You won't get my address, but we'll be posting up the show's contact information. And any thoughts, ideas, or constructive feedback, fire it my way. And if you have any negative feedback, fire it at Seth.
All right, we're out. Thanks.
Ah, I didn't click record.
I'm going to kill you.
I'm just kidding. Kayla walks in. She's like, why is the desk flipped over? Just don't ask.
0 for listening to episode 0 of The Biz Dojo. An introduction to Seth and JP. In the next episode, Seth and JP will actually talk to another person. Tune in Tuesday, October 6th for episode 1 of The Biz Dojo.